Their kindness exists in my world because I am kindness. Kindness exists in my world because I am kindness. Better. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Kindness exists in my world because I am kindness. Now, listen to that very carefully, because you probably didn't know that. The only kindness that exists in my world is the kindness that I am. Kindness exists in my world because I am kindness. Me, Herb Byerly, this sole individual, has nothing to do with anybody else, anywhere else, or any kind else. It is just me, and that's my kindness, and it's in my experience, in my world, because I put it there. Now, you might say, come on, Herb, get off it. That's just a little heavy-duty stuff there. And I say, no. No, I will not get off it. I am number one in my world, correct?
Yes.
That was good. I am the creator of my world, correct?
Yes.
If there's kindness in my world, I created it there.
Yes.
So, what's to argue? Okay. Kindness exists in my world because I am kindness. Now, some people have worlds filled with unhappiness. So we say unhappiness exists in their world because they are unhappy. Sickness exists in their world because they're sick, you know. Lack exists in their world because they are lack. Now, how do we get to have a world filled with kindness? Well, how do we have a world filled with wholeness and health and purity and goodness and, you know, all that good stuff? Well, take any item you like and then work at it. And then realize that whatever cause you put in motion, you get the result of what cause you're putting in motion. Now, we have oftentimes felt sorry for other people. When we'd hear that they were being treated unkindly or being handled like slaves or being handled like lackeys, somebody just to push around and so forth, well, that's okay. The only person who created that in their world is the person who's doing that. And when he does that, then that's what he has. And when he experiences that, that's what he has. Now, how does he go about experiencing respect and integrity and honor from everybody in his world who appreciates what he does and doesn't just take him for granted? Well, number one, he doesn't take himself for granted. We do that far too often. We take ourselves for granted. When's the last time you said, God, Sylvia, you're a wonderful woman, you know? Ingeborg, you are the... You're saying to yourself, man, Sylvia... Ingeborg, I get the words out right here yet. Man, Ingeborg, it's so wonderful to be living in your world because I like me. You see, that's Ingeborg speaking about Ingeborg. And Ellen, she says, man, it's so wonderful to live in the world of unconditional love because I'm unconditional love. I'm just happy, happy, happy all the time. And now, Ellen, don't be an idiot. Nobody's happy all the time. Ellen?
Yes, I am happy all the time.
And how can you be happy all the time when you have ups and downs?
I'm always happy.
And why are you happy in the face of sadness sometimes?
I have always a radiant face.
All right. Now, when you do not empower something, then what happens?
Then
it's not in your world.
Right.
Sylvia, when you empower something, where is it?
In my world.
Simple, isn't
it? In my experience, yep.
Simple. Yep. Now, why do you ever allow yourself to experience anything else other than what you want to experience?
Well, that's exactly what I do.
Okay. I experience only what...
Well,
I don't think you meant to answer that question like that.
I should have said I don't.
That's right. You should have said you don't. But
and that's what I meant.
Yeah, but that's not what you said. You see, we can watch our words because...
Yeah, but you phrased it so...
Of course, I'm going to make it difficult for you because that's what going to school is all about.
Oh. Okay.
If I say 2 times 2 is 4, 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 a million times, you got it. So then I say, okay, Sylvia, I have 2 horses with 18 leashes on them. And I have 2 horses with apples in their mouth. Now, how many horses do I have? Quick!
4.
Don't be so slow now. You have 4 horses. You might just have 2. But I didn't say the horses with the leashes on had apples in their mouth.
They could have apples in their mouth.
Oh, sure, it could happen. But the 2 and 2 is 4.
Okay.
You see?
Then
that's the point.
You said you have 2 horses?
Yeah. I said you have 2 horses with 8 leashes on them, and you have 2 horses with apples in their mouth.
Yeah. So
then it's 4, yeah.
You see, Ellen? Naughty, 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 naughty. We don't listen carefully. We don't listen sincerely, and we don't listen competently, you know. We just take what we think is going to be the answer because we're taking it for granted. Now, you should have got the clue of what the answer was when I said 2 times 2 is 4,
yeah,
2 times 2 is 4.
Exactly.
It had to be 4, at least it should be 4.
You gave the answer already.
Yes, I know. Well, you didn't. Well, be careful. Because you are not stupid. You are brilliant. It's just that you don't always pay attention. And we want to always pay attention when we are in a learning situation. Now, whenever I start talking, we're in a learning situation. That's the whole purpose of me talking in the first place. Otherwise, I could just go meditating on the path, you know, have a good time. But always expect a little kick in the butt here and there, and you come up smiling because you're untouched.
Absolutely.
You're untouched by anything that comes out. Now, you are the creator of happiness in your world, so therefore you have it. I'm the creator of happiness in my world, so therefore I have it. Nobody gives me happiness. Nobody gives a hoot and holler in anywhere to give me happiness. You understand?
Yes.
Why?
Because you are happiness.
They give it to themselves.
Yes.
Can't you read my lips?
No.
They give it to themselves. They give it to themselves. They give it to themselves. They're the only ones that can make them happy.
Yeah.
Now, I walk into a room, and I say, ladies and gentlemen, everyone with the first name of Fred and Frida are going to be given $1 million.
Well, stop
now,
it.
What do you think everybody in the room is going to do?
They call themselves Frida.
They're going to change
Frida.
Their names.
Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah.
Oh, well, my real name is Fred and Frida, you know. And,
yeah.
You know?
I'm named after my grand aunt Frida.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be my grandma,
yeah.
Frida Cameron. And so, you see, this is beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is beautiful. So, we don't have to be stuck with the obvious. You were born with that name. You were born with this. Hey, do people change their names after
yes.
they're born? A lot of times, don't they?
Yes.
They just have a ball. They change their name and they change their condition of their life and so forth. They even change their sex sometimes. You know?
Yeah.
I don't think that's too popular, but some people like to do that, so they do it. Now, my goodness, you know, if you can do those things, why should you be tied down to the appearances, mm-hmm. to the limitations that might be around you? Now, are you always happy?
Yes.
You could have a little more enthusiasm.
Yes!
Thank you. Are you always wealthy?
Yes!
I'd say more enthusiasm could come on that. Are you always healthy?
Yes!
Ingeborg,
yes.
You're not saying a word. You got your mouth stuffed full of food. Of course, it's not nice of me to catch you while you're eating. But, Ingeborg? Are you always happy?
I am always happy.
Are you always healthy?
Yes, also.
Not, don't say also, I am always healthy.
Always healthy.
Yeah, reiterate this, the phrase, because that puts it in your consciousness, if you believe it. Now,
I believe it.
You don't have to say things just because I tell you to, but if you really believe it, then you'll get the results. And life is just lots of fun when you get the results. Now, you see, that's a little different than we started out here with, didn't it? Kindness exists in my world because I am kindness. Health exists in my world because I am health. Wealth exists in my world because I am wealth. Man, those sound good, don't they? But they also sound like I'm sort of prissy, you know, thinking I'm better than somebody else. No way. I am me for me. You are you for you. Now, what kind of you are you for you? As are you for you as a sick or unhappy or Anything person?
No.
Unhappy?
No.
Well, I hope to kiss a pig. No. You're happy, 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 right?
Yeah.
Okay, my goodness, we're coming up with that. Great. Respond, respond, respond. Respondez-vous. Come back instantly with a response in perfect French. You know, I mean, in perfect English.
So, I'll be with you.
So that we can know exactly what's going on inside of your mind. Because you're perfect.
Yes.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui. Kindness exists in my world because I am kindness. Have a lovely evening, lovely day, whatever time it is for you there. And know that I love you, I love you,
I love you.